This is WCRB in concert with the Handel and Haydn Society. When Harry Christophers raises his hands to conduct Mozart, something very special happens to the musicians of the Handel and Haydn Society, and to the audience as well. As one critic put it, he mines all the emotional depth from the score, getting every ounce of feeling from the players, and prompting one young listener to shout out, "Oh, wow!" at the end of a piece last season. Tonight I've got an all-Mozart concert for you with Harry Christophers conducting Eine kleine Nachtmusik and a couple of gorgeous concert arias in the first half of the program. And then the second half is a true masterpiece, the Mass in C minor. It's Mozart and nothing but Mozart with the Handel and Haydn Society tonight on WCRB in concert. I'm Alan McClellan. Back in 1815, when the Handel and Haydn Society was founded, it named itself after what its leaders thought of as an old-style composer, Handel, and a contemporary composer, Haydn. So the idea was that this was a group that performed music both old and new. And the new category also included Mozart. He had only been dead for 24 years at that point, and his music was just starting to catch on in the new world. The Handel and Haydn Society began this concert at Symphony Hall with a compliment to the audience, an aria by Mozart that praises patrons of the arts. Nehmt meinen Dank, ihr holden Gönner. Accept my thanks, kind patrons. He composed it in 1782 after moving to the musical capital Vienna from his hometown of Salzburg, and it may have been written for Aloysia Weber, who Mozart was in love with at one point. By the way, if you'd like to follow along with the texts of tonight's concert, the translations and program notes are available at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. And now on stage at Symphony Hall, soprano Caitlin Lynch with the Handel and Haydn Society Orchestra conducted by Harry Christophers. Nehmt meinen Dank, ihr holden Gönner, by Mozart, on WCRB in concert.
Spricht euch laut.
Nehmt meinen Dank, accept my thanks, kind patrons. Heartfelt sentiments from Mozart to his benefactors, sung by American soprano Caitlin Lynch with the Handel and Haydn Society Orchestra led by Harry Christophers, in concert at Symphony Hall. Well, that's a worthy sentiment. Thanks, kind patrons. We at WCRB are grateful for your support as well. And it's a nice way to begin the all-Mozart concert that kicked off the 2019-2020 season of the Handel and Haydn Society. His thrilling C minor mass, the Great Mass, forms the centerpiece of this program. It's one of Mozart's most stunning achievements, and H&H has a stellar group of soloists here. Soprano Caitlin Lynch, who we've just heard, soprano Joelle Harvey, tenor Aaron Sheehan, and bass baritone Peter Walker. And that's not to mention the brilliant Handel and Haydn Society Chorus and Orchestra, conducted by Harry Christophers. By the way, if you'd like to know more about the Handel and Haydn Society, follow the link at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. That's where you can find out about the Society's plans for the 2020-2021 season, its last with artistic director Harry Christophers. Before we hear the C minor mass, the main course in tonight's program, we're having some delectable hors d'oeuvres. Next, a serenade Mozart noted in his catalog as Eine kleine Nachtmusik, a little night music. On August 10th, 1787, when he jotted down that note, he wasn't making up the title for the piece. He was just saying, I wrote a little serenade today. And we have no idea who this graceful serenade was written for, but they must have been delighted. Here's Concertmaster Aislinn Noske to lead the Handel and Haydn Society Orchestra in A Little Night Music by Mozart. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mozart's A Little Night Music Serenade, played by the Handel and Haydn Society Orchestra, led by Concertmaster Aislinn Noski. You're listening to WCRB In Concert with the Handel and Haydn Society, tonight featuring the opening concert of H&H's 2019-2020 season, A Delightful Evening of Mozart. The focal point in this program is one of Mozart's greatest masterpieces, the C minor Mass, with a stunning group of soloists joining the Handel and Haydn Society chorus and orchestra. One of these soloists is Joelle Harvey, a soprano whose voice seems tailor-made for Mozart's dramatic concert aria, A Lo Prevedi. He wrote it for the acclaimed soprano Josefa Duszczyk soon after meeting her in Salzburg in 1777. The text by Italian poet Vittorio Amadeo Signasanti comes from the ancient Greek story of Perseus, who saves the princess Andromeda from a sea monster. Of course, she falls in love with Perseus, even though she's betrothed to Eurystheus. This recitative aria and cavatina expresses her angry response to Eurystheus when he tells her that Perseus has killed himself. She reproaches Eurystheus for not preventing his death and begs her lover Perseus to wait on the bank of the river Lethe until she can join him to cross together into the next life. Let's hear soprano Joelle Harvey with the Handel and Haydn Society Orchestra, conducted by Harry Christophers. A Lo Prevedi by Mozart, in concert on WCRB.
Lacerasti il petto. Thank you.
Mozart's Recitative and Cavatina, A Lo Prevedi, sung by Joelle Harvey with the Handel and Haydn Society Orchestra led by Harry Christophers. Joelle Harvey made her Metropolitan Opera debut in December 2019, again singing Mozart, the role of Pamina in The Magic Flute, soon after this gala 2019-2020 season opening concert by the Handel and Haydn Society. For more information about the Society's 2020-2021 season, go to classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. That's where you can learn more about tonight's program and see all the texts and translations. I'm Alan McClellan. I'll be back after a quick break with Mozart's Great Mass in C Minor on WCRB In Concert with the Handel and Haydn Society.